I want to be sure my name gets into God's book. So I did a bunch of good stuff today. Do you think I'll get in now?
You can't earn your way into the book of life, but the way you do get in is a lot easier. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. So if you wanted to win a spelling bee, do you think they'd give you the trophy if you mowed the most lawns or picked up the most trash? No, the way you win a spelling bee is by getting the most words right. It's like that with being saved. You can't earn it by doing all the good stuff you can. The only way is by trusting Jesus to save you. He did all the work, and you just have to receive it. Then you can follow Luke 10:20, which says, "Rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Our story is called The Book of Life. Judah played outside near his dad, who was working on his car and listening to a sermon on his phone. Judah heard clips of the message, something about a very important book God keeps. The pastor called it The Book of Life. He said only people whose names were written in that book would be allowed into heaven. "Wow, I better be good," thought Judah, "or else my name might not get in." When Judah started to tease his little sister that day, he remembered the Book of Life, and so he gave her a ride on his scooter instead. He also took out the garbage without being asked, and he didn't complain when his mom said he couldn't have a cookie so close to supper time. Judah made a list of all the good things he had done that day and proudly showed it to his dad. "Will God write my name in his book now?" Judah asked. "Well, let's think about that," said Dad. "Do you think your teacher at church should write down your name as a winner in the Bible memory contest because you did all these good things? Would that be fair?" Judah looked puzzled and shook his head. "I didn't learn enough verses yet." "That's right," said Dad. "You have to meet the requirement to be a winner in the contest, and it isn't that you need to be good, and you have to meet God's requirement to get your name in his book." "What's that?" asked Judah. "God's requirement is that you trust Jesus to be your Savior," said Dad. "Heaven is a perfect place. No sin can enter there, but we're all sinners, and sin must be punished. Jesus took the punishment for our sin so those who trust him can have their sins forgiven and enter heaven. Would you like to trust him to take your sin away and write your name in his book?" Judah nodded and Dad prayed with him. In his mind, Judah could see Jesus writing in a big book in heaven, Judah Ellery. His name was listed in the book, not because of what he had done, but because of what Jesus had done for him. How about you? Is your name written in the book of life? It's the only way you can get into heaven, and you can't make it happen by being good. It only happens when you trust Jesus as your Savior. Then all your sins are forgiven, and your name is written in God's book in heaven. So trust in Jesus today, and he'll give you eternal life. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, just get your parents' permission first, and then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse for today is found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verse 20.
"Rejoice, because your names are written in heaven."
And our key thought, be sure your name is written in heaven. Hey, do you love to listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day? How have they helped you grow closer to God? I'd love to hear how Keys for Kids has impacted your walk with him. Maybe you heard a story that helped encourage you through a tough time, or one of the devotionals taught you something new about God and you shared it with a friend. Ask your parents' permission and send me a voice message. Go to keysforkids.net and tap open mic in the menu and tell me your story. That's keysforkids.net and tap open mic. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.